Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Carolina has 10 players who may deserve to split 200 minutes. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. UNC got the 2025-26 season off to a good start, but the junior-laden rotation will be a challenge for Hubert Davis and staff. We certainly know Seth Trimble, a senior guard and only returning regular from last year. We can certainly identify talented 6'10 freshman Caleb Wilson and junior transfer giant Henry Vessar, the likely postman now that junior Luka Bogovat can play his expected small forward position. And junior Kyan Evans looks capable at the point. With Bogovat finding out 30 minutes before tip-off that he was indeed eligible, the Tar Heels rolled out a team that we indeed may need a roster to learn who most of the rest are. The projected starter played at least 20 minutes in the 94-54 blowout of Central Arkansas in the opener at an unfilled Smith Center Monday night. There were plenty of candidates to come off the bench, but who, what, and where will fill out the rotation? Play all 10 evenly, and Davis won't give the top 4 or 5 time to shine. The third big man is another junior, Jaron Stevenson, who is from Pittsburgh and played 2 years at Alabama before coming home. He is 6'10 and could give Carolina one of the tallest front courts in college basketball when they are all in together. Three others who played double-digit minutes are yet another 6'10 forward, sophomore Zayden High, who missed more than a season but looks surprisingly aggressive in his return, 6'5 freshman guard Derek Dixon, who may have the skill set to play either point or big guard, and 6'6 sophomore shooter Jonathan Powell, who led West Virginia in three-pointers as a freshman. And then there is 6'4 junior Jaden Young, who made multiple three-pointers in 18 games at Virginia Tech last season. Carolina won't have the luxury of more sure wins to solidify the rotation before the first of four Quad 1 non-conference games Friday night, when nationally ranked Kansas makes its first ever visit to Chapel Hill for another 7 p.m. tip-off. It is part of a two-game series that started last year when the Tar Heels barely lost to the Jayhawks in Lawrence. Will Davis start Stevenson again or settle in with Bogovat? And who gets much playing time against a defensive-minded team that forces a lot of turnovers? Kansas is ranked number 19 in the country, 6 spots ahead of the Tar Heels. I'm going to celebrate this win first because it's also my wife's birthday, Hubert said. Then we'll get to work on preparing for Kansas. The Jayhawks have a legendary history with UNC dating back to the famous triple overtime game for the NCAA championship in 1957, won by Lenny Rosenbluth and those Tar Heels. Then there was the 2022 national championship game in New Orleans that the Jayhawks won with a second-half comeback in Davis's rookie season as a head coach. This is our Chansky. See ya.